Hey, Ruben.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, so the program that I was shooting for you, it's not, we got a few restrictions, I guess, in California. So it's one of the few states that's not eligible for it.
Okay.
So I can't, the only thing I can offer you is, I'm assuming you're working with brokers. We could take your same approval and do it for cheaper. I don't really see a value doing that. I think saving you, $10 a day doesn't really do much. So I could share, it just doesn't. Yeah, could I save you, a grand in payback? Yeah, but then these guys have been doing a good job for you. I would say at this point, Bank of Cardiff can't provide a solution that's better than what you have. I would just, and I hope you don't think it's me trying to get your business long term. I am passionately against from what I've done, and I've done third positions, but I'll tell you, I'm passionately against them right now.
No, listen, I really appreciate you being honest with me all this time. You're probably the one of the only ones that have been so honest. I
Right.
l let me l This is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna go ahead and text one of these guys. No, again, I wanted to ask you this affidavit of judgment. So this is as long as I pay them, there is no danger to me or my business. Is that correct?
No, I mean, I don't know who you're signing it for. I mean,
Oh,
it's
wow,
a.
okay.
Oh, I mean, people can tell you whatever they want. I mean, so we have programs where, do we file a judgment? No, we don't. And it's used as a leverage tool. But at the end of the day, you are certifying that you're defaulting on a loan. That's what it says. That's what it says.
Now, as long as I don't default, then I'm going to be okay, right?
You want someone to tell you that, but no one can tell you that. No one has the rights to tell you that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can tell you that, and usually that's what's happened, but I don't have the judgment. That's the problem, right? Like, at the end of the day, and here's what I tell people. There are a lot of people that do these judgments. I know how it works. My bigger concern with your business is the debt relative to revenues. The problem is that, and I will tell you this, and I've had customers that do this. The vast majority of customers suffer from these third positions. It is a band-aid, because look, I had a customer that defaulted for us for $250,000. All their intentions were going well, but when I look at it in retrospect, they were getting to a point where they were borrowing and they didn't address certain situations. And if they hadn't borrowed that third position, they would be better off for it. Because the short-term pain that was alleviated, and this is the only analogy I give to people. You break your leg, okay? You gotta go to work. Well, you start walking on that broken leg. Your leg's permanently damaged. You have to be in the hospital for a week. You will damage your leg. And that's what I tell people about these third positions because I've learned the hard way. These loans hurt people. They hurt people. They're extremely expensive. And many customers roll over. What happens is they take one position, 3 months later they need more money, 4 months later they refinance. Because your loan is at 30 or 30, what is it, 30 or 40% interest?
I think it comes out to 40, no? It's 22,000 payback, 30. I took one that is less things on it.
Okay, so
So $8,000 is 40%. That's
what's
40%.
gonna what's gonna happen in 3 months? In 3 months, you're gonna need more money. You're gonna have a balance of 14,000. They're gonna roll all that interest. They might give you a small discount, but they're gonna roll the majority of that interest. So now you're not paying 40%. You're not paying 40% over 6 months. Now you're paying 40% over 3 months. These loans hurt people.
No, I'm hoping to get so I can get a loan on my house, possibly. I got a lot of
Maybe.
equity in there. And then pay these off within two,
How
three
much
months.
equity do you have in your house?
At least 450.
Okay, why not you just do a, can you do the HELOC?
What does that mean?
Home equity line of credit?
No, they won't give it to me. My credit is low. I don't show a lot of income.
What's your score?
597.
And where do you get that 450 number from? Is that from Zillow or is that real?
Zillow says my house is worth 975,
Okay.
and my loan on it is 480.
Okay. Here's what I would tell you. That is a game changer, and here's what I would tell you, because I know what you're saying. You're saying, look, if I could go to my bank and get a HELOC, I would have already done it, but there are some credit issues to kind of that don't make that possible. We do have programs where people with bad credit, and not horrible credit, but credit issues, can pledge the collateral in their house. It's a risk. You're pledging your collateral of your house. But if they do that, they can get a large amount of money at reasonable terms. That might be a better solution for you if you have that equity and you're comfortable doing it, because you could get a
You
lot of
have
money.
people that can do that for me?
Yeah, we have a program where we can do it, absolutely.
So send me the paperwork. Let me see what you need. I'll send it to you.
I think if what I want you to do is just send me your address and the value and the current loan value, and I'll submit it over and see what I can find you. That if that is something you're comfortable doing, that is a better avenue than the CERT position loan.
No, that's if I can get a term. I mean, if I can get $150,000 within a 3-year term on it, and I can pay these stupid loans off, then I'll be comfortable. I mean, 3 years is—it's going to be, the payments are going to be a third of what I'm paying right now.
Okay.
Easily.
Yeah. Let's do that. Can you just give me the address?
Yeah, it's 20803.
Hold on, say that again.
It's 20803.
All right, hold on a second. Let me get this address. What, 20?
20803. Tiara Street, T-I-A-R-A.
Okay.
Woodland Hills.
Okay.
And zip code is 91367.
All right, let me get some more details from you. And I'll get you an idea of what can be done in terms. let's see. Okay. Let's do this. Have to print. Okay. And loan, what's the loan value you have?
The loan is under $480,000.
It's 480, okay. Is that a first, a second, or?
It's first. There's not, I don't have any other loans on there.
Traditional 30-year or adjustable?
It was 30-year. It's, I think there's about 18 years left.
Fixed or adjustable?
It's going to be at 4% right now. I mean, because I filed a bankruptcy in 2011. So, and I modified it twice. I modified the loan. So we went back to 2%. I was paying 2%, and it's gonna, I think the cap is at 4% right now.
Okay. All right. So I just sent an email to my boss who can help me out on this. Give me a little while before you sign any documents. Yeah, regarding that COJ, you know, on the record, off the record, yeah, I've had clients who sign it and nothing bad happens to them, but at the end of the day, you are signing a COJ. That is the truth. I mean.
No, I know that. I know. But I have no choice. I got to do this one right now.
All right. Well, let me see what I can give you an answer today if you can pledge that equity, and I will get right back to you, okay?
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.